KTX 98.9. We're live in Studio 1A with Waxahachie. They are playing tonight at the Mohawk with Pale Hound and Outer Spaces. Doors are at 8, and tickets and info are at mohawkaustin.com, and their new album is Out in the Storm. Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
We would love to hear a song. Can you get started?
Of course.
Thank you.
Rainbow.
Waxahachie live in Studio 1A with a new one off the album Out in the Storm. And I have to ask, and I keep on saying Waxahachie, and I switch between like pronouns. I'll be like she or them, because Waxahachie is your stage name. You're Katie Crutchfield, right?
Yes, indeed.
But it is also the name of the band that is backing you up. Am I right about this?
Yeah, it's sort of an all-encompassing thing. So either pronoun works.
Okay, yeah. Good. I'm glad that I'm doing it right. And speaking of the band, could you take a moment and introduce the band?
Absolutely. On rhythm guitar and keyboards and backing vocals, I have my lovely sister, Allison Crutchfield. Behind me on the drums, I have Ashley Arnwine. And then over here on bass guitar, I have Catherine Simonetti and our newest addition on lead guitar, Ellie Donahue.
Right on. Well, thank you guys all for being here. And your new record, Out in the Storm, you just played Recite Remorse from that. It's really open and a really great vulnerable look at the aftermath of the end of a relationship.
Indeed,
yes. I've been listening to the deluxe edition where you also have the demos. And so I was wondering, it got me thinking about your process for writing this record. Did you go in trying to process this experience, or was it something that as you were writing was just like revealed to you?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, songwriting has always sort of been like a good vehicle for me to process my own emotions, and coming on the other side of it, I often sort of feel like it's definitely like a form of catharsis for me. But I don't think I going in fully realized just how much I would do that or be revealing.
Well, like any great breakup record, like it looks at kind of this one situation from a lot of different angles. So
I think so. I mean, I think it sort of is a lot of different phases of that. So there's a lot of sort of anger, and then there's a lot of sadness, and it's all sort of messy and just sort of different like emotional takes on the same situation.
Now, you wrote it kind of in the aftermath when you were processing this relationship. But now you're out on the road. You're playing the Mohawk tonight along with Pale Hound and Outer Spaces, and you're going to be playing it for people. Do you have a different kind of intention when you're sharing music live than you did when you were writing it for your record?
I think with this iteration of the band, I just kind of want the songs to sort of feel really powerful and for people to sort of like feel like it's this force and to relate to it. And so definitely, I mean, we kind of have like a whole look. We have like suits and it's like a whole thing. And so I kind of like want people to feel like the force of that.
Wow. What do your suits look like? Are they like colors?
They're just like regular, like Reservoir Dog style, like suits and like white shirts and black ties. And I have dresses that I wear that are kind of go with the suits.
Oh, I kind of wish you'd worn your suits to the studio.
I know. We mix it up. You know, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But.
Well, you did wear your Stetson in honor of Texas.
Yes, because I love Texas.
Is part of the power that you're trying to bring people the fact that your band is composed of all, like, either female or non-binary people?
I think it's really powerful to have, like, these loud rock songs being played by no men. I think that definitely plays into it, and that's not lost on me, for sure.
Well, I have my two daughters in the studio today, and I have to say that when you guys were sound checking, I was like, girls, check it out. Check out this band. It was great. So
that's
thank
very
you
flattering.
Very much. Yeah. Well, love to hear another song. You're going to be at the Mohawk tonight. Doors are at 8. Waxahachie will be playing with Pale Hound and Outer Spaces. And what are we going to hear now?
We're going to play Silver.
Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, it keeps turning. I went out.
Waxahachie live in Studio 1A. They're going to be at the Mohawk tonight with Pale Hound and Outer Spaces. Door are at 8, and tickets and info are at mohawkaustin.com. That was Silver off their latest album, Out in the Storm. Thank you guys so much for coming in and playing for us. They're going to stick around and play one more song. I'm going to go back into the booth. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove for making it sound so good. And you can find the entire session, including the song that they didn't play on the air, up on ktx.org in the next couple of days. I hope you guys have a great time in Austin. Have a fun time tonight.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Right on. This is KTX 98.9, your Austin music experience.